From Hogan's Sporting Goods and screen printing, medals, engraving, trophies, whatever you need for all your sporting activity, Hogan's Sporting Goods here in downtown Hastings. This is Hogan's Open House on Sports, our weekly look back, look ahead at what has happened and what's coming up in local and area sports. The docket wide open today. We have no coaches with us at the moment, but we hope some will make their way down here before our half hour is up here at Hogan's Sporting Goods in downtown Hastings. Of course, a lot of activity last night, a lot of games tonight involving local teams, some out of town, some in town, and so shoot-arounds may be going on, but we hope to hear from some coaches this morning here on Hogan's Open House on Sports. We'll get you caught up on what has happened in the latter part of the week and what's coming up here on Hogan's Open House on Sports as we begin the 2011 portion of the basketball, wrestling, swimming, and diving seasons in this school year of 2010-2011. Our last visit with you was the Saturday before Christmas on the 18th of December at Christmas and New Year's off here at Hogan's, but we'll get you caught up on things and where we are and what's coming up on the local docket today and this coming week. We'll get to what's happened to the latter part of this week after this first time out on Hogan's Open House on Sports.
It's the January clearance sale at Hogan's Sporting Goods. Get 20% off the regular price or the sale price on shoes for men, women's, and kids, excluding youth wrestling shoes. And get 20% off all Nike clothing for men, women, and the kids. Husker apparel is 40% off. Dodger shorts are 50% off. Ask Hogan's for the details. Save on the great buys during the January clearance sale at Hogan's Sporting Goods. Downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday, Thursday nights until 8. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods.
Welcome back to Hogan's Open House on Sports. Okay, getting you caught up on what has taken place the latter part of this week as the team's back in action after the Christmas break and some activity, of course, between Christmas and New Year's. Back in the swing of things. On Thursday night, high school basketball, the Saint Cecilia boys played at home and lost to a very good Class B Gretna team by the score of 43-40. The Blue Hawks fall to 6-4 on the season. Local basketball action last night. Adams Central hosted Loup City in a Loup Platte Conference doubleheader at the Patriots Gym. The Adams Central girls defeated Loup City by the score of 41-33 to win their fourth ball game of the year. And the Adams Central boys won their seventh of the season as they beat Loup City by the score of 74-43. So the Patriots sweep Loup City in a basketball doubleheader last night. The Hastings High girls took the trip to Ralston last night and were defeated by Ralston by the score of 30-28. Hastings High now 2-8 on the basketball season, and the Tigers, a tough one here, led by 5 going into the fourth quarter of that game last night at Ralston, but could not hang on, and Ralston comes from behind in the fourth quarter to defeat the Hastings High girls by the score of 30-28 in that contest, as Shaunice Lyle had 8 to lead the way for Hastings High. Also last night on the ice, the Tri-City Storm playing at the Lincoln Stars, and Lincoln beat the Storm last night by the score of 3-0, so the Storm shut out at the Icebox in Lincoln last night. In college basketball last night, the Creighton Blue Jays defeated the Southern Illinois in the Missouri Valley Conference play. On the road, Creighton wins it by the score of 72-66. We have a lot of sports action coming up later today, a lot of basketball action going on. We want to mention one other thing. You may not have heard it, ended late last night. The Cotton Bowl, one of the bigger bowls, played a little after the first of the year now this year. The Cotton Bowl down in Arlington, Texas, won by LSU. A Big 12 team falls. LSU beat Texas A&M by the score of 41-24. So LSU 41, Texas A&M 24. A couple more bowl games still to go before the big one, the most important game of the year. It's not really a bowl game. It's the national championship for the BCS Monday night. Auburn and Oregon. That game can be heard on our ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS Hastings, 1460 KXPN in Kearney. That'll be 6 o'clock pregame kickoff, a little after 7 this coming Monday night, January 10th. Auburn and Oregon in the national championship of the BCS in college football come Monday night. We'll take another timeout, get you caught up on what's coming up later on today after this on Hogan's Open House on Sports.
It's the January clearance sale at Hogan Sporting Goods. Get 20% off the regular price or the sale price on shoes for men, women's, and kids, excluding youth wrestling shoes. And get 20% off all Nike clothing for men, women, and the kids. Husker apparel is 40% off. Dodger shorts are 50% off. Ask Hogan's for the details. Save on the great buys during the January clearance sale at Hogan Sporting Goods. Downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday, Thursday nights until 8. When you look good, you play good at Hogan Sporting Goods.
Hogan's Open House on Sports, getting you caught up on what's coming up today. And we have a lot of basketball action. In fact, all of our basketball teams are playing later on today. First of all, the Hastings College women and men's basketball teams are playing at Mount Marty in conference action up in Yankton, South Dakota. The women play at 2, the men at 4. Both games can be heard right here on 1230 KHS, beginning with the women's pregame show at 1:45 this afternoon. The Adams Central girls and boys travel up to St. Paul for another Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. The girls' varsity scheduled to start at 6, the boys at 7:45, Adams Central at St. Paul. The Hastings High girls and boys host Lexington in a doubleheader at the Tiger Gym later on today. The girls' varsity scheduled for 6 o'clock, the boys at 7:45, Lexington at Hastings High. And the St. Cecilia girls and boys hit the road. They go to Lincoln Christian. Now, the girls' varsity is scheduled for 4 o'clock this afternoon. The boys for 5:30 at Lincoln Christian, St. Cecilia girls and boys at Lincoln Christian today. Also, the UNK women and men play at Shadron State tonight, the women at 7 our time and the men at 9 o'clock. The Nebraska basketball teams begin conference play today in the Big 12. The Nebraska women will host Oklahoma. Both these games will be in Lincoln today at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, the Nebraska women will host Oklahoma. Pregame at 1:45, the tip-off at 2 o'clock. The Nebraska men open conference play hosting Iowa State tonight at 7 o'clock. At pregame at 6 o'clock. Both those games can be heard on our sister station, The Breeze. That's KLIQ-FM 94.5. Nebraska women pregame at 1:45. The Nebraska men at 6 o'clock. Both games on The Breeze. Other local action today in wrestling, the Adams Central and St. Cecilia wrestling teams are competing at the Central City Invitational. The Hastings High wrestling team is at the Millard West invite today. Hastings College is hosting a wrestling invitational today over at Lynn Farrell Arena. So we have a chance to see some good college wrestling over at Lynn Farrell Arena. The Quality Motel open today in Hastings, hosted by Hastings College. Hastings College there, of course, competing also. The UNK wrestling teams competing in Hastings as Hastings hosts its invitational today. Hastings College women and men's indoor track and field teams competing at a meet at Doan today in Crete, Nebraska. On the ice tonight, the Tri-City Storm continues on the road. They play in Des Moines, Iowa. 7:05 tonight, the Storm at Des Moines. 6:45 is pregame. You can hear the Storm hockey matchup on Classic Hits 98.9. That's KKPR-FM, another one of our sister stations. Of course, the NFL playoffs begin today. New Orleans at Seattle, 3 o'clock pregame. The New York Jets at Indianapolis, 6:45 pregame tonight. All the NFL playoff games on our ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS, 1460 KXPN. Two more playoff games tomorrow at 11:30 pregame. The Kansas City Chiefs hosting Baltimore, 3:15 pregame tomorrow. Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Green Bay Packers in a college bowl game also tomorrow night at 7. The Kraft Food Hunger Bowl, the last bowl game before the national championship on Monday. All these college football and NFL playoff games on the ESPN Superstation. Hastings College basketball against Mount Marty, 1:45 pregame this afternoon. Zach Foster joins us, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. The Patriots winning over Loup City last night at home by the score of 74-43. A quick start by the Patriots. Jump out to an 8-0 lead, 38-18 at halftime. So your ball club coming out of the Minden tournament, having a week off, Coach, came out ready to play, so they must have followed instructions in practice of the week between. Came out ready to go last night, huh?
Yeah, we talked about it in practice. You know, 9 days is a long time to wait between games, especially when you lose, and we learned some things against Minden. Minden's a very good team, and we had some of our weaknesses exposed, and at times we did better last night, but we also showed we got a long ways to go off on the defensive end.
I know that is your main concern coming out of this. You play very well offensively, 74 points, and got off to the quick start. But I know some things on defense you still want to work on, and despite having the big lead at halftime, I guess there was no mention of the offense. It was about defense and playing better defensively, right?
Yeah, we didn't say one word at halftime about the offense. We know, and we said this from day one, that we will only be as good as our defense and our rebounding. And also through the season, we've not been able to stop the dribble very well, and we've continued to try to coach better, and our players are trying to get better at it. But at times last night, you know, Loop City's got a little freshman guard who's pretty good, and he continually got in the lane on us, and so that was disappointing. But, I mean, the kids are trying, and we're coaching. We'll get better, but we got a long ways to go.
Yeah, you can be at 7-2 and roll up some points, but I guess the hardest part of the game is playing that defense and rebounding, so you have to continue to work on that all the time, don't you?
Yeah, and we've talked about it, that it's not technique as much as it is the mentality, and you take it personally that you're not going to get beat off the dribble, and you're not going to give up offensive rebounds, and it's just that attitude and that toughness that, again, we got to coach better, and our kids have got to execute better, and because as you know, our schedule gets tougher as we go, and so we've got to get better.
On the offensive side of things last night, the three guys who you need to do the scoring did last night, with Brady Barrett getting 22, and Nick Stein, what, with 18, Matt Overmiller, 14 last night. Three in double figures, those are the guys you need to score and get some help inside scoring also from Calvin Odden, get Jake Fowler going. So you need the production out of everybody. Brady can score, but the defense is always keying on him. But good offensive production last night, those other guys have to score, don't they?
Yeah, and I was really happy with the offensive end, especially in the first half where we shared the ball. And, you know, Nick and Matt stepped up, and Brady usually does his thing and gets us going. But you're right, everybody's going to make it hard on Brady, so we need other guys to step up. And that is a nice thing about our team, is that we have different guys. I think four or five different guys have had at least 14 points in the game this year, and so that's nice.
And you've continued to work the depth, getting Ashton Dirksen there, Zach Hollister, trying to go 7-8, maybe even 9 or so deep. So that is also coming into play. What, Ashton had 10 last night, I guess, off the bench, scores in double figures. So the bench play has been very good and continues to get better.
Yeah, all of those guys you said have really came in and done well and helped us out, especially Ashton and Zach Hollister. But Ashton really has, you know, we expected a lot out of him. We thought he would surprise some people, but he's probably exceeded our expectations even. And, you know, last night, like you said, he had 10, but he can change games without scoring a point. I mean, he's a great defender. He's a great team guy. He'll take charges. He'll rebound. So he really has helped us.
Now at 7-2, now we're out of the way with all the holiday stuff and the tournaments and really getting into the meat of the schedule now in January. Later today, the Patriots will play over at St. Paul. What, next weekend, you got the matchups with Grand Island Northwest at home on Friday, then up to a very good Donovan Trumbull team, upsetting Ravenna the other night, but lost to Kearney Catholic last night. But Donovan Trumbull's the 15th, Grand Island Central Catholic at home on the 22nd of January. So the schedule really picks up here in January, starting tonight with St. Paul, and your ball club just has to continue to focus each day, don't they?
Definitely. I mean, I think, you know, any coach, every coach I've ever been around emphasizes, you know, you treat every game the same, and you prepare last night the same way you're going to prepare in the future, and you got to start developing habits, championship habits, no matter who you're playing, because as you just said, it gets tougher and tougher as we go. I mean, our last four or five games, I think you go, we come out of the conference tournament, which you know will be difficult, and then you come back and you go St. Cecilia, Ravenna, Gretna, Kearney Catholic, Hastings High, I mean, and then our district play, and so it does not get any easier, and we've got to, like you said, get better at championship habits. Offensively, I think we're doing some good things, but defensively, we've got a little ways to go still.
And I know that probably after that game last night, you probably congratulate the guys on the performance and the victory and talk to them about the things you needed to work on, but turn the focus over to St. Paul. Always a battle when these two meet, St. Paul and Adams. They've had some great games in the past. You go over there tonight, Rick Peters and his outfit will be ready for the Patriots. And what about St. Paul? What do they bring to the table?
Well, number one, St. Paul, you never know what you're going to get defensively. Coach Peters is very good. He's been there forever, and he plays basically every defense there is. And so mentally, you got to be prepared for what you're going to see and what you're going to do to counteract that. And like you said, with St. Paul and AC, you just kind of throw out records, and you know it's going to be competitive. It's that rivalry thing. So up there, I think they play better. And so we're going to definitely have to be prepared for them. They have a guard, Casey Poss, who's very good. Isaac Stone's a good post player. And like you said, we got to be ready to go.
And it's going to come around to what we started out talking with you about. Playing good defense tonight, Coach. But you let St. Paul get going there. They can score some points probably in a hurry here, and especially at home. So you really have to play well defensively and rebounding tonight. I guess you would consider that, obviously, to be the key tonight.
Definitely. I'm going to walk through from here, and about 75% of our walkthroughs talking about defense and what we have to do to execute against their whole team, but especially the Poss kid and the Stone kid.
And as we said, Grand Island Northwest at home next Friday, then Donovan Trumbull, another double weekend. So plenty of chances to play coming up in January. So you have to just prepare for each day, don't you, Coach? Just go day by day. But the most important thing now is preparing for St. Paul, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. You got to take it one game at a time. Tonight's the biggest game of the year because it's the next one on the schedule. You know, and like you said, and then you get to next week, and Northwest is much improved. Coach Rathke's doing a great job with them. And then, you know, Donovan, Coach Holmes doing a great job. They got some really, really good young players, and, you know, they proved what they could do on Thursday night against Ravenna. So we just got to continue to worry about us, you know, prepare and scout, but we got to worry about us and get better at what we do.
But I know overall through the Minden tournament in this part of the season, now we're into January, at 7-2, Coach, I know you and the staff are pretty happy with things. So you're sitting in good shape here. You're off to a great start here, so you have to be feeling pretty good upstairs mentally about the way this team is playing and has gone so far.
Yeah, we've had a lot of things go our way, and we've had you know, a lot of kids step up and make great plays, and I'm very happy with our kids. And, you know, in our two losses, I mean, Ord is 8-2, I think right now, 9-2. They're very good. We learned some things about offense that we've got to get better at. Our offense kind of let us down that night. I believe they had about 38 going into the fourth quarter. So defensively, that was not the problem in Ord. And then against Minden, who's very, very good, we gave up 37 points in the first half. And so in our two losses, I think we had some lessons taught to us.
And the Patriots at 7-2 go over to St. Paul tonight. 7:45 for the boys' varsity start. The girls will go at 6 o'clock. Coach, thanks for coming down. I know you got to get over to a walkthrough. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week. And thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
Zach Foster, boys basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. 7-2 after the win last night over Loup City. Head to St. Paul later today. We'll take a timeout and talk some more high school basketball after this on Hogan's Open House on Sports.
It's the January clearance sale at Hogan's Sporting Goods. Get 20% off the regular price or the sale price on shoes for men, women's, and kids, excluding youth wrestling shoes. And get 20% off all Nike clothing for men, women, and the kids. Husker apparel is 40% off. Dodger shorts are 50% off. Ask Hogan's for the details. Save on the great buys during the January clearance sale at Hogan's Sporting Goods. Downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday, Thursday nights until 8. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods.
Welcome back to Hogan's Open House on Sports. We'll talk some more boys high school basketball. Scott Rosno, the head basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers, coming in. The Tigers, our chance, first chance really to talk to Coach Rosno about this basketball season. They've been very busy. They won one game. They've dropped to 7 on the season and played, of course, 3-0 between Christmas and New Year's at the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference Tournament in Kearney. Played Seward, North Platte, Holdridge, York, Beatrice on the road. The tournament over at Kearney and host Lexington tonight. The boys varsity scheduled for 7:45. Coach, you got to get us caught up on things here. It's been a struggle putting victories up for your ball club and in this season. And tell us about the team so far. Where are you right now? What do you think?
Well, we as a coaching staff have really seen a lot of progress from our kids. You know, we've got a long ways to go, and we realize that, but I think the kids have got the right attitude to reach that level. We know that we're going to play better basketball in 2011 than we saw in 2010. That's confidence. That's just the understanding that our kids are doing the right thing. You know, we've had to fight through some inexperience areas. The kids, I think, are starting to understand more and more two areas that we had concerns. Maybe through the month of December. One's taking care of the basketball. We've had a few more turnovers than what we'd like to have, what you can have in order to be competitive in those games. And secondly, shot selection. And we're shooting a much better percentage as of late. You know, you mentioned the GNAC tournament over in Kearney. We spent 3 days traveling back and forth to Kearney. Got to see a very top-notch team in Norfolk in Class A basketball. Last night coming home from scouting, I listened to the Grand Island-Norfolk game, and Norfolk handled Grand Island for a second time this year. And so, you know, the kids, we actually played Norfolk closer than what Norfolk played the championship game in that GNAC tournament. And so, you know, I think that the kids understand that we've been able to hang our hat on defense a little bit. You know, against McCook over the break, our defense let us down in the first half a little bit. We gave up more points than we needed to. We were able to cut back into that with solid defense, and we made some shots, and that helps. Ended up shy of McCook by 4 points, and then had a tough Lexington loss where we had a lead. And again, some of that goes back to that experience and maturity, but we weren't able to hold the lead. Again, a couple of turnovers snagged us, missed shot, missed free throw, and all of a sudden we found ourselves in overtime, and we're on the short end of that game.
The ball club, Coach, with their victory over York this season, and then after that one, you went to Beatrice right before Christmas. Always a tough place to play against usually a very good Beatrice team, and you played well there. Is it coming down to, at this point this season, consistency both ends of the floor? I guess that kind of always comes down to that. You got to be consistent throughout an entire game, don't you?
Well, as a coaching staff, we have continued to talk to that. Coach Simmons, Coach Johnson, myself, talk as a staff, but then we also turn around and talk to the kids about the consistency, but also carryover. Things that we're doing well in practice, we want to be able to carry to the next practice, and that's part of that maturity that you're looking for, that the kids understand the importance. Equally so, the things that you're trying to do in practice, you don't want to do anything different than when you get to the game. Shots that you don't take when you're scrimmaging in practice are the same shots that you don't want to be taking in a game, and so the kids are growing in that aspect. Offensively, if you were to just look at point production, we continued to grow in each of our five games prior to Christmas. We put out a whopping 31 points against Seward at the beginning of the year, and continued to score 35, 40, 48, 56. It's not always about scoring points. It's about what you do with each possession, and that's where the kids are starting to mature in the fact of whether you get 70 possessions or whether you get 27 possessions. It's the idea of how productive are we going to be with each of those opportunities.
The ball club, as you mentioned, with some inexperience here, but, you know, everybody has that too, but you can't really teach patience. Patience is kind of hard for young folks to grasp. They have to be patient. Things are going to get better. You continue to get better, so you have to be patient a little bit. The kids have to be patient a little bit. They can't do it all at one time, can they?
Well, exactly so, and patience is not something that I think that kids or people in general are born with. I don't think it's any different than a 4-year-old kid that looks at you at the end of a church service and says, "Is it over yet?" You know, I mean, you know, kids understand that, you know, it's time to move on to the next aspect. But when you watch good teams, patience is what those kids have learned. You know, in watching Norfolk, they weren't going to settle for the shot that you wanted to coax them into. They were going to execute their offense until they got the shot that they want. Then it also helps to back that up with being able to have the skills to be able to finish that shot as well. As I said, we're continuing to progress in the right direction. The GNAC tournament, like any holiday tournament, is a tough one to compare on, simply in the fact that you've come off of a 5-day moratorium. Yeah, I totally believe that the kids were probably getting to some facility or another to get some basketball in. But as far as that continuity as a team, going into the moratorium after our Beatrice game was probably a hard thing for us, because we were ready to continue to gear up and grow, and all of a sudden we've got this break that we're taking the very next day. We've had 2 to 3 of our best consecutive practices this week, and so we're excited with what that shows for opportunity. Lexington is our opponent tonight, and they will be a very competitive squad. They are a squad that's very similar in size to us, very similar in style, and yet competitively, I mean, they've played Kearney close. They competed with Pius last night. They've played GI Northwest close, and we've already played them once, and so there's a lot of familiarity with what we'll see tonight.
That was the final game of the GNAC tournament. What, Coach, an overtime game where the Minutemen got you there, a close contest, and so it should be a good battle tonight. What do you have to do to come out of this thing with a victory tonight to overcome that first-time loss to Lexington? What do you got to do tonight?
Well, it's going to come down to pretty much a cliche area here. We've got to be able to compete on the boards. We can't give them extended play. We can't give them a second and third opportunity for their offense to get on track. And equally as important is going to be, we've got to be able to take care of the ball. You know, if it's a ball game where we're maybe turning it over 4 or 5 times a half, we've got a competitive chance. If it's a situation where we're giving it away 4 times a quarter, those are offensive opportunities that we don't necessarily get to convert on. But equally so, there are chances for Lex to be able to convert in a non 5-on-5 situation. And so, you know, what regardless of what things Lexington does, we've continued to try and work on the things that we do well, and do a lot of focus in that area so that the kids can understand what we're trying to do and work towards that direction. The things that we're not so good at, we continue to work on those, but maybe try and find a way to not necessarily let our weaknesses shine, play towards our strengths to be able to cover up those weaknesses until that they get a little stronger.
Lexington tonight at home, and then next few games for the Tigers. A trip over to Minden next Thursday night against the number 3 ranked team in Class C1. A home game next Friday, the 14th, against McCook, and then Tuesday, the 18th, Centennial comes to Hastings High as the next few 3 or 4 games for the Hastings High boys. I guess you can't overemphasize enough to the guys, Coach, for any team. This does not come easy, does it, Coach? It does not come easy. You have to work at this to be good. You have to work at this to get better all the time. This is just not an easy thing. Athletics are supposed to be kind of difficult. You have to go out there and compete, don't you?
Well, and that's the adversity that you're looking for. Without adversity, it doesn't challenge us to become more of who we can be. It doesn't challenge us to mold ourselves. Otherwise, we're just basically blah and gel, and that's what we're looking for. Tonight's a great opportunity. You mentioned Minden's a state-rated team. They're the type of kids that play basketball 12 months a year, and that definitely helps their program out quite a bit. They've got some kids that can penetrate and shoot. They've got some posts that are active on the boards. We follow that up with McCook, who we've already seen, and they're the type of team that they're going to play 8 to 10 kids, and all but one of them might be an outside shooter, and that's just because he's asked to go inside and post up a little bit. But they're definitely a type of caliber team that can put some points on the board, and they're very aggressive defensively. We follow that up with Centennial, and Bob Fish does a super job over there getting his kids to compete defensively. And if your kids will compete defensively, you're going to be in a lot of ball games.
Yeah, that's the next few games for the Tigers, starting tonight with the Lexington over at the Tiger Gym about 7:45. Well, Coach, thanks for coming down. I appreciate it. I know Saturdays are very busy, but we appreciate your time. We'll have a chance to talk next week and on down through the season. And thanks for coming down.
Thank you, Blaine, for having me.
Scott Rosno, boys basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. The Tigers hosting Lexington tonight at 7:45 in the boys varsity contest. We'll take our final timeout and wrap things up right after this on Hogan's Open House on Sports.
It's the January clearance sale at Hogan's Sporting Goods. Get 20% off the regular price or the sale price on shoes for men, women's, and kids, excluding youth wrestling shoes. And get 20% off all Nike clothing for men, women, and the kids. Husker apparel is 40% off. Dodger shorts are 50% off. Ask Hogan's for the details. Save on the great buys during the January clearance sale at Hogan's Sporting Goods. Downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday, Thursday nights until 8. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods.
Mentioned a very busy basketball afternoon and evening for our local teams in Hastings. The Hastings College women and men up in Yankton, South Dakota, taking on a Mount Marty in a conference doubleheader. The women will tip off at 2, the men at 4. You can hear both games right here on 1230 KHAS Women's Pregame Show. Mike Will and head coach Jeff Dittman at 1:45 this afternoon. The Adams Central girls and boys travel to St. Paul for a conference matchup. The girls' varsity scheduled to start at 6 o'clock, the boys at 7:45. The Hastings High boys, as we just talked with Coach Rosno, hosting Lexington. The girls and boys at the Tiger Gym tonight. The girls at 6 o'clock, the boys' varsity at 7:45. And one note about that doubleheader, if you get a chance to go out and watch the Tigers tonight and, of course, support them and get a chance to get to that girls' game also, watch the Tigers play there and playing against Lexington. Lexington, with one of the best players in the state, will be coming to town. Haley Mandelko is a tremendous basketball player for the Lexington girls, and she'll be on the floor against Hastings High tonight. That's a big challenge for the Tigers tonight as the Minute Maids and Haley Mandelko come to town. 6 o'clock for the girls' varsity, the boys at 7:45. The St. Cecilia girls and boys are on the road, a trip to Lincoln Christian, where they hope to be going a couple of times later this month in the conference tournament. But this is the regular season matchup, St. Cecilia at Lincoln Christian. The girls' varsity scheduled for 4 o'clock this afternoon, the boys at 5:30 at Lincoln Christian. And the Nebraska basketball teams will be beginning Big 12 conference play Later today, the women host Oklahoma at 2 o'clock. The men host Iowa State at 7 o'clock. Both games at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. You can hear both games on our sister station, The Breeze. That's KLIQ-FM 94.5. Women's pregame at 1:45 this afternoon. The men's pregame at 6 o'clock tonight. Other sporting activity on our family of stations of Platte River Radio. We'll have the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational later today on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Coverage begins about 4:15 with the wrestling finals at the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. And then later on today on KKPR 98.9, Tri-City Storm will skate at Des Moines in the United States Hockey League matchup, 7:05 first faceoff, 6:45 pregame on 98.9. The NFL playoffs on the ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS, 1460 KXPN. Today, New Orleans at Seattle at 3 o'clock. The Jets at Indianapolis, 6:45 tonight. Tomorrow, Baltimore at Kansas City at 11:30. Green Bay at Philadelphia at 3:15. The National College Football Championship Monday night on the ESPN Superstation. Auburn and Oregon, 6 o'clock pregame Monday night. The kickoff a little after 7 o'clock from down in Arizona. Auburn and Oregon on ESPN Radio this coming Monday night and on 1550 KICS, 1460 KXPN. So we got you covered with football and basketball. We'll follow all of our local high school and area basketball teams on through the state tournament, Hastings College, on through their season also as we're into the thick of things. January basketball and, of course, wrestling and swimming and diving for the Hastings High teams and wrestling for Hastings High, Adams Central, and St. Cecilia. Well, that will do it for Hogan's Open House and Sports for this first show of 2011. Hastings College Bronco basketball at 1:45 this afternoon right here on 1230 KHAS. For producer-engineer Stephanie Mueller, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
This has been Hogan's Open House on Sports, brought to you by Hogan's Sporting Goods, screen printing, engraving, trophies, and medals in downtown Hastings. Join us next Saturday morning at 10:06 for Hogan's Open House on Sports, right here on 1230 KHAS Radio and streaming online at hastingslink.com.
If you were going to take your quality of life to the next level, what would that look like?
Well, you know, over the years, pounds can pile on, and I want to take them off.
I know I need to eat healthier.
I want to be a positive role model for my kids so they develop a healthier lifestyle.
Whatever it might be, the Hastings YMCA will equip you with the tools to help you accomplish your goals. Equipped for Life Lifestyle Makeover is a 12-week weight loss challenge designed to equip you with the essential tools to accomplish any goal. It is a holistic approach to improving your well-being. The challenge begins January 17th, and registration will be limited to the first 50 participants. A YMCA membership is required, and registration forms are available at each YMCA facility. For more information, contact the YMCA at 463-3139 or online at hastingsymca.net. The Hastings Family YMCA, enhancing the quality of life in your community.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. You and your family can rely on our compassion and attention. We help you celebrate your loved one with an uplifting, hopeful remembrance. And we can ease the burden on your loved ones by helping you plan a prearranged, affordable, personalized service. At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Menards is celebrating 2011 with big savings. Get an 11% rebate on everything from soup to nuts, an 11% rebate on lumber to lighting, appliances to groceries, flooring to doors. Get an 11% rebate on all your purchases all this week. With savings this big, it's the perfect time to finish your home improvement projects. Get an 11% rebate on anything in the store. Hurry, and Sunday, January 9th.
Save big money at Menards.
$6 will get you two full-size foot-long regular sub sandwiches when you click on buyeasyauction.com. From Subway in Kearney or Grand Island, that's $3 a foot-long, and that's the best price anywhere bar none. Buyeasyauction.com or click on the Easy Auction link at our station website.
and get Subway for less. But when you log in on buyeasyauction.com, you'll find lots more food items and save on useful goods for around the house, for your car, for your lifestyle.
Alma School District faculty and staff appreciate the great job and dedication that the Alma School Board shows in making decisions for the benefit of children. Thanks to you, children will have a better and brighter future from Alma School District in Alma, proudly supporting the school board. Daryl Weens and Sons would like to thank all Inland Area volunteer firefighters and EMTs for their ability to put everything on the line for us and their dedication and effort in helping all the families in need. Thank you for everything from your supporters at Daryl Weens and Sons in Inland.
Hi, this is Dr. Christopher Murray with Murray Natural Health and Chiropractic in Hastings. Join me each Monday morning at 8:08 for Ask the Expert. We'll discuss things that I have learned about setting the standard in natural health care. You can email questions to drmurray@khasradio.com or just call in during the show. Get informed on obtaining and maintaining optimal health with Ask the Expert, Mondays at 8:08 on 1230 KHAS.
Now you can save up to 35% off State Farm's already affordable car insurance rates. So if you're not already a policyholder, call State Farm agent Laura Schneider in Hastings, 402-463-5408, to see if you qualify.
A winter weather advisory goes into effect for tonight, coming up, and continues into your Monday night. For today, becoming mostly cloudy with a slight chance for snow showers developing